Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Clan members Kanye West and Tristan Thompson were spotted taking it easy. Together, we'll get into that.
And Usher has more confessions about a four-page letter he should have written to this late celebrity.
Plus, you guys, 50 Cent is over the stars, and we're not talking about the Hollywood Boulevard ones either.
Welcome to Dish Nation. Hey! Hey! What you got, Brad?
All right, y'all, the streets are calling Kim Kardashian West. Excuse me. Kim Kardashian is a single woman after an intense courtroom showdown yesterday. The reality star mogul was loose from the shackles of her ex-husband, Ye West. Kimmy appeared in court yesterday via video. Kanye didn't show, but his fifth divorce attorney didn't fight the motion for her to become single.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's going to be interesting because, you know, there's a lot of money between them two, and I'm interested to see how far down the well this goes, because it's not like Kim needs Kanye's money. It's not like Kanye needs Kim's money.
Oh. Like, I feel like Kim's going to push for sole...
custody.
Yeah, for sole custody. That's where I think this is going to go.
I think
it's going to get messy.
I wonder, is Northwest like, my daddy doesn't like you, to the other.
Oh, man. Like, once the kids start calling Pete Skeet as well, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, all respect and love is lost.
Sherry, I'm curious, though, when you were declared single after your divorce, what was the first thing that you did, and what do you think Kim should do?
All my girlfriends took me out on a girls' trip. I think I was drunk the whole weekend.
Well, y'all, there's more. Ye didn't let court stop him and Game from dropping the visuals to their new song, Easy, yesterday.
Ooh.
And it's disturbingly ill. I kind of like it. It's a claymation video in which Ye kidnaps Pete Davidson, ties him to a bike, drags him through dirt, buries him, plants roses on his head, and then carried a decapitated head around while he is rhyming. Now, at the end of the video, the screen pops up. Everyone live happily ever after, except you know who, with the word skeet, which is the nickname for Pete that Kanye gave him. Then joking, he's fine, pops up, and you gotta see it to believe it.
This is dangerous because people follow you, and now Pete, if anything happens to Pete Davidson, the first person they go into is Kanye.
Because when you look at, like, you know, Pete Davidson's life, he's been through a lot of poom poom and also a lot in his actual life, you know. So, like, you know, he lost his dad in 9/11, you know, everything that happened with the whole Ariana Grande thing. Yeah. So sometimes he goes through various fragile states, and I think it's time for Kanye to take his foot off the gas and stop going so hard at the homie.
First off, the claymation is impressive. It is of a very high quality, and so the person who did that artistically, like, they killed it, but...
Literally.
Yeah, like, so if you guys got put in a situation where someone was carrying your decapitated claymation head, how would you react? Would you stay or would you run? I would stand my ground or try to make my own claymation video.
I would get back with that person if he was holding my head decapitated.
Oh, hell
listen,
no.
Why not go? I don't want him to kill me. I'd be scared.
Let me tell you something. I got cousins that are fresh out of prison, out of shy, and I would be like, y'all need to make a house call to this ex-boyfriend.
First thing I'm doing is hiring my own claymation artist, and I got a couple claymation cops coming to knock on your door.
Okay.
That's where I'm going with this. Okay, guys. Well, Kanye definitely needs some friends these days,
and it looks
like he's got one in his quarter. First trimester, Tristan Thompson. Because, of course...
What did you call him?
First trimester, Tristan. You know? Come on, yeah.
Okay,
they were spotted grubbing in Miami this week, and of course, they were joined by a couple of ladies, because obviously that's what you do when you're in Miami. Now, what do you think they talked about? Do you think they were plotting on how to get their ladies back?
Yep.
Or plotting on how to troll them more?
Yep.
Or diss music video tracks?
Yep.
What's going on here, guys?
I think they're trying to look tough and look strong, like they're drinking and toasting and celebrating, but they're actually crying inside and saying how much they miss their ladies.
Man, yeah. That's it right there, Brad.
I think you nailed it, Brad. You nailed it.
They need to invite, like, all the X-Men. You know what I'm saying? Where's Chris Thompson at?
Oh, my gosh. A sad sausage party.
Yeah, like, where's Chris Humphries? Like, we need all the X-Men. You know, like, the big super conference.
Lamar, all of them. Ooh, that'd be a sad reality show.
The first
show
before we even knew Kim, she had that guy, too, the producer.
And then the football player guy.
Reggie Bush.
Oh,
my gosh.
Man, if they did a reality series called Surviving the Kardashians, ooh, I would be here for it.
Well, y'all, Alexa, play Confessions by Usher, because that is exactly the vibe he was on this recent interview. So Usher was asked to play a game called Confessions, where he was asked about a celebrity that he wishes he could have dated back in the day. And he said this. Take a look.
Somebody that I was really good friends with that I wish I would have taken more serious, because she was a really, really close friend of mine for a small amount of time, and then we just kind of disconnected. It was Aaliyah. I think I would have dated Aaliyah, and we just didn't get around to it.
Ooh.
Oh, that would have been cute.
These are my confessions. Now, Usher also confessed that his first celebrity kiss was with Monica.
Why is he telling all of this business?
He's telling everything. So do you think he spilled too much tea?
Yes, he did. Let me tell you something, Sherry, honey. How would you feel being one of his wives? And he's talking about the woman who he wishes
he
had.
The past comes to the future to me.
I don't live in the past. I live right now. And you saying it now, I'm going to assume you want to be with him.
Yeah. And I think, to your point, Gary, it's the insecurity showing. Do you never want to be with that person that's like, they jumping out from behind the bushes going, why are you talking to that girl in the brown sweater?
Yes.
What you doing with her? Yeah. I thought you knew, you know, Some things go to the grave, girl.
Some things go to the grave.
I could see if it was a sexual encounter and he was saying how good it was and how whatever, but he's not doing that, Gary. He's just saying.
It's puppy love.
It's a tasteful interview. This is a tasteful interview.
Yeah.
Was it somebody, Brad, that you wish that you could have, like,
when you was? Oh, you ain't getting me killed, bitch.
She just got married in the last week.
Yeah. I know. Nice that was so Sherry. Inappropriate. So inappropriate. Nice Judy, try, I am Sherry. So sorry.
You guys, it looks like 50 Cent is fed up with stars and ready to pack his shows up and leave.
What?
I know. In true theatrical 50 fashion, he took to Instagram to share a series of photos of luggage as he threatened to leave the network and shared that his, quote, deal was up, and he wasn't too happy they didn't renew his show Force.
Ooh.
Now, do you guys think he was really ready to leave? And if so, where should he take his Power series to next?
Can y'all imagine the visual of 50 in the conference room with the stars executives, how that meeting goes down every... Because they're probably scared to say anything to him.
What do you say to 50?
He should do the meeting hanging upside down like he did at the Super Bowl.
Yeah. You think he takes his meetings that way, just hanging upside down, and they go, wow!
I really like to imagine him taking his meetings in like an A shirt, a white beater, and a big old chain, you know? I like that. I like to imagine that.
Well, all right, honey, moving on. Don't play with this mama to be baby. So Rihanna showed up, y'all, at the Dior show yesterday looking incredible in her sheer dress and leather jacket.
Yes.
And, honey, apparently she arrived late, and someone in that crowd felt the need, honey, to repeatedly and loudly inform the Fenty queen she was late. And she responded with two best words ever. How dare she?
I love Riri. Go ahead, Gary.
That was very disrespectful. It's enough they invited her.
Gary, let me ask you, which Rihanna do you like? Do you like the Rihanna that shows up a little late and turns around and gives a girl a piece and says no or the Rihanna who's there like half an hour early, just sitting there, no show on her way to their front row seat? Come on, no. Which is better?
I kind of like a mixture of both, but I do like the clap back.
Yeah.
We love her for that.
On the other side of it, this is the hard thing. If y'all ever been to like a fashion week, when you sitting and waiting and you have another fashion show you have to attend, because it's not usually one, it's a series of them that you go to.
Right.
And you've been waiting 45 minutes, an hour. You do get antsy. Right. And so to know that they're holding it for one artist, it does make, and they don't give you nothing to drink. It ain't like you can go to the bathroom and get nothing to drink.
Well,
you're going
to have to be parched. If
start.
I was Rihanna, y'all would all just sit there thirsty and wait.
All right, up next, we dish about the fashion from Billboard's Women in Music event. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, it's my favorite part of the show. It's time for... What the fashion? And if you thought, honey, there was cleavage at the SAG Awards, wait, honey, until you see these looks from Billboard's Women in Music.
That's right, Gary. The girls were out last night, and I don't mean the honorees. So, all right, Headcrack's girl Doja Cat had everyone purring in a black gown with a plunging neckline. You like that, HK?
Like, and I love Doja Cat. It's just like, I just miss thick Doja Cat. She's giving me Morticia Adams vibes here. But, I mean, I'm not mad at it. I just, you know, I like when she's a little thicker than a Snicker.
All right. Well, Summer Walker wore an angelic white dress that also revealed a little of her devilish side. And the most eye-popping look belonged to Saweetie. She was showing off her sweeties in this ensemble with a thigh-high slit and strategically placed neckline. Okay, why does that look like a little bit of a bandage? Going across, I don't even, woo!
It's hanging on for dear life, too.
Now, I like, what's her name, Doja Cat, honey. I love that plunging neckline that she's wearing. But all other girls, honey, miss, it's just too much, honey. I don't like all them damn tattoos that take away the look of the expensive dress that they're wearing.
Everybody's different, Gary.
I know everybody's different. Nice, you different and I'm different, but I don't like the because it looks horrible.
Well, I'm rocking with Summer Walker's look because it's elegant and dangerous at the same time.
Yeah.
She looks like a Bond villain.
I do like Summer Walker's look, and I like Doja Cat's because for me, I feel like we know you got the tatas. You don't have to show everything. Leave a little bit to the imagination because that is what makes people just like salivate when they can picture what is beneath. But when you put it all out there, it's like they already know.
I really like Saweetie's because not as much is left to my imagination. Okay. Speaking of women in music, we know Madonna is planning a biopic of her life, and there's no shortage of actresses who want to play the material girl. Euphoria star Sydney Sweeney and Barbie Ferreira are both vying for the role, along with Emmy winner Julia Garner from Inventing Anna. We're going to have to wait and see who Madge chooses, but check this out. Evan Rachel Wood is playing Madonna in this upcoming Weird Al Yankovic movie, and she actually shared a picture of herself in costume for the role. Do you like Evan for the role or one of these other girls?
Let me tell you something right now. Madonna is right there screaming at her agents because she wants to play herself. Y'all know she got that new booty. Mm-hmm. She be trying to show it all. I think she wants to play herself.
Mm-hmm. I think it's easy to get this look because we've been seeing this look for years. People have been dressing like this like for Halloween and stuff. The key thing is going to be the acting and how good they can really play Madonna to me.
Yeah. I think Sydney Sweeney would be great for the role because if you watch Euphoria, you know she has no problem getting naked. And there's certain periods in Madonna's life that she spent a lot of time naked. So we know this movie can get the hard R. We have lifestyle personality and awesome person Rosalind Daniels here with us today. What you got, Roz?
Hey, you guys. I think you're going to like today's deal because it's going to have you slicing and dicing to your heart's content. So I am totally crushing on Cuisinart's Color Cord 10-piece knife set. You know, I think it's because these knives, these multi-colorful knives, are actually really chef's caliber, and they come with really nice coordinating blade guards.
Oh, now, Ross and honey, and now these knives, honey, they just look sharp, just like me. Yes, honey, and I love the Rainbow Pride colors.
I do, too. And these are knives that you can actually be proud of. Mm-hmm. You know, the fact that they come in different colors, it allows you to cut down on cross-contamination when you're doing, like, your food prep, to keep you nice and safe.
Mm-hmm. Now, this sounds like just what I need, honey, to feel like a top chef in the kitchen.
Absolutely. So you know that Cuisinart stands by their products, so they are offering a lifetime warranty for these knives. But we've seen these knives for as high as $65, but for Dish Nation viewers, we can get them for $29.
Hey, you heard her. Head over to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you. Thank you so much for chopping it up with us, Roslyn. And we'll be back with more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. Okay, I hate to break it to y'all, but yet another divorce has entered the chat. Flavor of Love, OG Delicious, and Central Park 5 exoneree Raymond Santana have called it quits. And unfortunately, y'all, it is getting messy. So earlier this week, Delicious told social media she married a narcissist and a cheat, and she was ready to speak her truth. And the very next day, Raymond filed for divorce. But there's more. A popular social media comedian jokingly posted a picture of him and Delicious saying he was her side man and promised to be around forever. Well, oh. Raymond responded by saying, you can have her. Wow. And it's safe to say that he was not joking. Ooh, what y'all think of this?
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, this divorce is just as shocking to me as the actual wedding itself. You know what I mean? Because, like, you know, when I heard they was getting married, it's like, you know what? Good for him.
Okay.
She's cutie. He's been through some things, and I hope they rock it out. So to see it come to a close so soon,
he was
it's
locked
unfortunate.
Up for so long, no head crack.
She probably had to show him what it was like to be with a woman, and that probably was getting tiresome and what have you. So she just like...
Oh, Gary.
I mean, you never know. I mean, she said he was a narcissist. He probably just didn't want to accept what she was presenting to him. And we love Delicious, honey. I loved her when she was on Flavor of Love.
Gary, that's not what narcissist means, though. That's not, that's
just
not
means
how
into yourself,
narcissism.
Gary.
I'm so curious to find out what Gary thinks narcissist means.
I don't know. It's just sad.
Clearly.
So whatever situation is a sad thing, and I just feel sorry for Delicious. You know.
Yeah, that narcissism doesn't mean you was in prison and you don't want your wife.
It means you really stuck on yourself. You hold yourself in extremely high regard.
Oh, well, Brad, you should have sent me a cue card here.
You know, I love when a woman claims her man. Yes, I do. So IG influencer and model Tyena Williams and rapper G Herbo are still going strong, and she is making it very clear that he is hers. Mm. She is making it so clear that she made him customized underwear, which is amazing, with her face plastered all over them. And it is safe to say he liked them because he posted them for everybody to see. Now, the question that I have is, is G Herbo going to wear these drawers?
Yep.
I think he will.
That's cute.
She's so dumb, I feel just bad for her right now.
What? Let me tell you.
You know damn well he's going to wear them drawers to Keisha's house, and he goes, who is that? He goes, oh, that's the model on the underwear. And he could tell her any damn thing.
Trust me. Any chick that's chasing G Herbo knows who his girl is.
Well, I don't know if y'all think that this is going to stop G Herbo from cheating, but let me tell you something about another
turn
woman.
Him inside when out. You
yeah, thank you, Brett. When you in bed and you got your drawers on with another woman's face, all that does is make challenge me more to get them off of.
Thank you.
So, they don't do that. Brett, I'm telling you, that's how women think. You know, they're like, you gonna show your girl all over your stuff? Then let me show you what I do and get them off. That's what women be thinking.
Who knew Jehovah's Witnesses were so freaky?
Jehovah's Witnesses are not freaky. X ones are.
Oh, X.
Former Jehovah's Witnesses.
Former.
All them years of keeping a genie in a bottle, it's out now.
No more bean pies for you.
Okay, up next, find out who's being accused of stealing from Netflix, but wait, who hasn't stolen from Netflix?
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, and we're back. Now, in the words of Alanis Morissette, isn't it ironic? So, everybody here is familiar with the Netflix series Lupin the Third about a world-famous gentleman thief and master disguise, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you haven't seen it, check it out. It's dope. Well, believe it or not, in a weird twist of fate, the Lupin crew was stuck up by 20 masked thieves who busted onto the set and got them for about $330,000 worth of equipment.
Ooh,
wow.
Now, Netflix rep said that there were no injuries and everybody is all good.
Can y'all imagine somebody running up in Dish Nation simultaneously in Atlanta and LA while we were taping?
I can imagine it, but I'm not worried about it because, like, every room I walk into, I always scan the room and figure out what I could weaponize in case of an emergency.
Okay.
Headcrack, if somebody bursts in there in Atlanta, what are you doing? You pushing Gary in front of you and then you're grabbing a mic as a weapon? Like, what are you doing?
Gary screams would be a discretion. I would grab this mic and there's another mic over there. I would use those two as sickles and, like, swing them in, like, because these are heavy. There's also a white guy in here that climbs mountains. His name is Trevor. He has every sharp object available in his backpack.
Yes, he does.
Good.
Oh, it's a little Slim Pickens out here.
We all got secret weapons.
We all got secret weapons.
Yeah.
These gonna hit somebody.
Okay.
And they will hurt you.
You gonna use them as nunchucks?
Don't talk about nunchucks!
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below. Or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.